to the Naked Tarot Podcast with your host, Janet Boyer. Get ready to strip down with the most provocative voice in tarot.
Hello, and welcome to the Naked Tarot Podcast. I'm your host, Janet Boyer, otherwise known as the Tarot Maven. I'm the author of Back in Time Tarot, Tarot in Reverse, and the upcoming Naked Tarot, Sassy Strip Down Advice. With my artist husband, Ron Boyer, I am also the co-creator of the Snowland Deck and the Coffee Tarot. I invite you to visit my website, janetboyer.com, where hundreds of reviews and other goodies await. If you'd like to support my work, I am also on Patreon at patreon.com/janetboyer, where I have exclusive weekly tarot spreads, monthly AstroTarot forecasts, and other fun things just for my patrons. Today I'm going to talk about tarot as a musical pharmacy. I was watching Open Minds with Regina Meredith on Gaia, and if you don't stream Gaia, you really should. There's great stuff on that channel, GAIA.com. And she was interviewing Barry Goldstein about the healing power of music. Now, most of us realize that music is great for elevating mood or promoting calm or setting a certain ambiance, whether at work, at home, or even at play. I mean, think of the songs that's played over the loudspeaker at a hockey or a baseball game. And where there's music, there's often movement, dance, ballet, aerobics, clapping hands, or tapping toes. Music can be a form of energy medicine. Now, according to Barry Goldstein in this interview, the music you prefer as an individual is best. So rather than saying Mozart is better for studying or Kenny G is best for romance, a gag, right? He says that what you love as an individual, especially what motivates you, energizes you, relaxes you, is best. And as you know, we all have different musical tastes. So perhaps what you consider relaxing music isn't very, you know, soft, slow music. Perhaps it's something that's more upbeat. Now, when you're doing a daily tarot draw or doing a general one card, you know, what does the universe want me to know type of reading, why not search for an appropriate song that reflects that card's energy and play it as you contemplate and look at the card? Or if you're more of a conscious co-creator like myself, why not go through a tarot deck face up and pick a card that you feel reflects your mood right then? And then you could pick a second card for how I want to feel. If for some reason the first card isn't a welcome type of mood, if you're feeling crappy or what have you, and you wish to change your mood. And I talk about using tarot for conscious creation in my ebook, Affect Your Reality with Tarot Cards, if you want to know more about that. Now, I just sat here and I did some card and song associations for if I were in certain moods or what I have actually used in the past to help my mood, to help me transition from one mood to another. So here are some song cards and pairings. Now, these are just my preferences, obviously. But if you want, you can use them to get you started. So if you have an Amazon Echo or Dot, this makes it very convenient and fun if you want to write down my selections and then ponder why I might have chose those for the songs. For example, for The Fool, I would choose Jump by Van Halen. I mean, that song is just such an upbeat song, and it actually says the words jump off, and The Fool shows a figure who's on the precipice of a cliff with a hobo bag and a dog saying, hey, be careful where you're going. I have a funny story about this. I might get myself in trouble. No, I doubt it. In junior high, I was studying for the Scripps Howard Spelling Bee. You know, that famous spelling bee that you see every year that, you know, somebody wins. And I had made it all the way to the state level. And because I made it such high level, my teachers were letting me out of certain classes so my best friend and I could study words. And we were mostly doing that. And we would study in this one room up on the balcony of the auditorium. But I remember one time we slipped down to through the stairs to the auditorium, and I'm on stage and I'm singing Van Halen's Jump. And I actually ran off the stage and did one of those, you know, what are those called? Spread eagles, or, you know, how David Lee Roth in the Jump video does the horizontal, you know, with his legs out. And I jumped all the way from the stage down to the wood floor. And thankfully, I didn't kill myself, because that was a pretty high jump for being a kid. I'm thinking 5 feet or more off the stage. Anyway, so if you want to be a fool like I was, you can always listen to Jump by Van Halen. It'll give you that energy to take a leap of faith. For The Hermit, I would choose Rainbow in the Dark by Ronnie James Dio. There's this phrase in the song, there's no sign of the morning coming, you've been left on your own like a rainbow in the dark. And that song got me through a lot of rough times, actually, in high school. And I consider it very much Hermit energy. And I really love this song. It's like probably my favorite song in the entire world. Now, as I go through this, you're going to see that a lot of my style is mostly like hard rock and heavy metal. Not all of it. So, you know, your mileage may vary, but, you know, experiment with my songs, but then come up with your own, what you feel encapsulates an energy of the card based on the imagery or keywords. Five of Swords, like somebody screws you over, and you know how Five of Swords are just those icky, slimy type of people. I thought of the song Dirty Deeds by AC/DC. Dirty Deeds, done dirt cheap. Oh, I can't stand AC/DC. I cannot stand them as a band. But I have to tell you, that has to be the perfect song for a Five of Swords, you know. So if you've just been majorly screwed over, you know, sometimes it helps to actually feel the feeling. You know, I'm not one of these people that would say, okay, shuffle the deck and look for like the happy cards that remind you of the sun or the star or what have you. Because I feel like if you gloss over pain or difficult circumstances, it's a lot like trying to push a beach ball under the water in a pool. And the more you push down, the bigger the resistance and the bigger the pop-up when it eventually, you know, comes out of the water and explodes. So that's why I'm also including cards that seem more negative or challenging, because I really feel, you know, I mean, I'm not a proponent of wallowing in feelings, because then I think you can get stuck there and you can get into that Five of Cups self-pity. But I really think sometimes you really have to feel what you're feeling, whether it's betrayal or, you know, general assholery or loss or disappointment or what have you. So I think Five of Swords, Dirty Deeds, AC/DC for those that screw you over without any Vaseline. If you're going through a rough time, I use this sometimes when I'm feeling discouraged and like, does my work even matter? Seven of Swords, you know, the person that's kind of like just holding their position. I like the song Fight the Good Fight by Triumph. That's always an uplifting song for me. Fight the good fight every moment, every minute of the day. Fight the good fight. It's the only way. Really good uplifting lyrics and very wansy and kick-ass. For the lovers, a good song would be Two Princes by Spin Doctors, especially if you are trying to decide between two people or even two choices. The Two Princes talks about that dynamic of a father and these two guys vying for a woman's attention. And, you know, the lyrics go, you know, if the daughter picks the one boy, he'll condone him. But if she picks the other one, he'll disown him. So I thought that was a good song for the lovers, which sometimes reflects, you know, that choice between two different people or paths. For the Knight of Cups, like if you are yearning for love, I like the song Why Can't This Be Love by Van Halen. Tell me, why can't this be love? So if you're in the market for love, or you got your eye on someone and there seems to be a rapport, you might want to play that song. For the Nine of Wands, you know, sometimes the energy of somebody getting kind of been beat up or been in the war or has already been through a rough time, I like another song by Triumph, this one called Never Surrender. Never surrender, keep your dreams alive, hold your head up high. So despite getting banged around and bloodied sometimes, we just have to never surrender. We have a life purpose to fulfill, right, guys? For the Tower, what about Rock Me Like a Hurricane? Or Rock You Like a Hurricane? Or Rock Us All Like a Hurricane? By the Scorpions. I know you're probably thinking, why is she chuckling about the Tower? That's like one of the most awful cards of the deck. Well, I'm a Scorpio. And the tower is one of my birth cards, Cherry in the Tower. And so I kind of like tower experiences. I know, call me crazy, but they really advance your spiritual growth like you would not believe. So rock you like a hurricane, you know, the tower could all, you know, it, sometimes it's better to just welcome an energy that'll rock your socks off, so to speak, than to try to resist it, you know, especially when change is on the way. Now, what if you're always a good girl and you want to be a little bit of a devil? Well, you might want to play The Zoo by the Scorpions. Yeah, that's a good one. Judgment. Again, somebody, you know, screwed you over and you're hoping for karma to come swiftly. I like the song What Goes Around Comes Around by Justin Timberlake. That's a pretty neat video too. Serious, but it's neat. So for judgment or karma, you know, you might want to play What Goes Around Comes Around by Justin Timberlake. Now, some of you probably consider the Wheel of Fortune as being karma. I don't personally, but, you know, go by whatever you associations you've made and what's most comfortable, you know, with you, of course. For the Sun, I like What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Call me sappy, but I love that song. What a Wonderful World. And I just think that perfectly encapsulates the Sun's positive, innocent, summery type energy, you know. Now, I just talked about the Wheel of Fortune. There's, you know, different aspects to the wheel. I like the song Wheel in the Sky by Journey. Wheel in the sky keeps on turning. I don't know where I'll be tomorrow. And that's the wheel for you, you know. We don't know if we're going to be up or down tomorrow because fate is a very fickle and unpredictable type of thing. Another song that you might want to pick for the Wheel of Fortune would be a song called Time Goes By by Triumph. Time Goes By. Big, how's that go? Time Goes By. Big wheels turn and thing. Can't remember the lyrics to it, but it kind of talks about how time goes by and, you know, it's unpredictable and things like that. Now, if you associate the wheel with more of the gambler energy, like if you feel like you want to take a gamble or perhaps you've been gambling too much, you can always play The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. What about The Page of Cups? Well, I think Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Judy Garland is a good song for that. You know, having your head in the clouds and dreaming of a better place and, you know, instead of the place you're at. That's very Page of Cups, I think. Then there's the Ace of Wands. I like the song Push It by Salt and Pepper. You might think, why Ace of Wands? I don't know. I always see that card as like taking the baton and just running, you know, and I just think of Push It, you know, just push that baby. Of course, you might associate Chariot with that too, so whatever's best. Three of Swords. Okay, somebody betrays you and you have major hurt. You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi, right? The Star, Hope. Well, When You Wish Upon a Star, the Disney song, of course. Perfect, perfect. And what about the Two of Cups, the soulmate card? Well, I like Happy Together. So happy together. You know, by the Turtles, I Can't See Me Loving Nobody But You. I see that as a very Two of Cups soulmate card. That's me and my husband's song, so to speak. So if you enjoyed this little tour of Tarot as a Musical Pharmacy, you know, you might enjoy my first book, Back in Time Tarot, especially if you're into 80s music. I have a whole chapter associating 80s songs to tarot cards. But again, you know, using tarot as a musical pharmacy, you can either, you know, as I said, do it randomly. You know, what does the universe want me to know most? And you pick a card and then search your mind based on either the imagery of the card you've selected from the deck you've selected or your keywords that you've amassed over, you know, the time period that you've been studying tarot, using tarot, and then pick a song for it and play it and meditate on it. Music, as Barry Goldstein said in the interview, is a very powerful cementer of emotion and knowledge, but it also helps for remembrance. And he was saying how music has helped Alzheimer's patients with remembering, especially when they play songs that they liked when they were younger, like decades and decades ago. And that's one of the reasons I wrote my first book, Back in Time Tarot, because I knew the power of memory. And so I thought, you know, learning tarot backwards, using our own memories or our favorite movies or fairy tales or songs or what have you, you know, we break it down and then associate each of those elements with tarot cards according to our standards and our associations, then we'll remember it better and we can truly make any deck our own. So it was interesting to hear Barry Goldstein in that interview with Regina Meredith talking about the power of memory as well when it comes to tarot, music being healing. And then I thought, well, why not, you know, also combine it with tarot cards? And like I also mentioned, you can do it more consciously. You know, pick a card according to your mood or what you're going through. And if it's a good one, you know, you could stay with that and pick a song or two and play it for yourself. Or if it's an unwelcome energy or something you'd like to eventually move out of, perhaps consciously pick a second card of where you want to be. And you could even pick a third card, which is actually like a second card, and it could be the bridge, like the card that will help you to get from your current state, card one, to your desired state, card three. And it could be like a bridge, you know, one card in the middle. And so, you know, I really think that if you incorporate music into your tarot practice consciously and make it music that you like, not what other people recommend, I think you'll find a very powerful practice for meditation, contemplation, and also consciously co-creating with the universe the kind of mood and the kind of life that you desire. So I hope you enjoyed this episode on tarot as a musical pharmacy. And again, this is Jana Boyer from the Naked Tarot Podcast. Visit me online, janaboyer.com, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.